Haunted Hunting Sod House, story by Tuntutuliak Elder Anna Andrew. At fall, when men used to hunt mink, they used to travel long distances. Southwest of the village of Tuntutuliak on the Kuskokwim River, there once was a sod house that hunters would camp at. Several men decided to go hunting, and when they started their journey, one of the men was late to get started and began his travel late. Just as the sun was about to set, he had reached the sod house campsite and so decided to stay the night. In the house was a little wood stove and a thick layer of grass on the floor in the corner that would be his bed. It was supper time, and the man decided to get some water from a little lake behind the house to make some tea. Beside the lake were some very old graves. They were the graves of hunters who had died while hunting in the area of the camp. In those days, when people died out in the wilderness, they were buried in the vicinity of their death. Their bodies were never returned to the home village. It was taboo to transport bodies overland or cross sloughs. People believed that animals or fish would no longer frequent areas where dead bodies had crossed over. Now, this man was not very bright and was very disrespectful of Yupik lifeways and traditional customs. He went to the graves, and at one of them, he leaned on the cross and said, "You here buried there, I am going to have supper soon, and I'm going to boil some water for tea. Come and have supper and tea with me later." After saying that, he went back to the sod house. He pumped air into the little gas stove to get ready to heat water. There was some chopped wood in the house, and he decided to light the wood stove. He lit a match and ignited the kindling in the stove. Immediately, the wood began to burn. Then he got his tea kettle ready. He lit another match and ignited the burner on the gas stove. Soon the flame was burning a deep blue, and he placed his tea kettle over it. He laid down on his bedding on the floor to wait for the water to heat up. Then he began to hear the fire in the wood stove begin to flare up and down as though it was breathing heavily. He turned to the stove and could see the flame in the vent of the base of the stove flaring up and down brightly. Then the flame on the gas stove flared up suddenly and went out. He got up, lit another match, and tried to relight the gas stove, but it wouldn't ignite. He tried to light it again and again, but to no avail. The heavy breathing sound in the wood stove grew louder and more intense. Then the fire in the stove flared out, and a puff of black smoke blew out of the vent. The man was startled, but then he became fearful when he heard a very loud, dull sound outside the sod house, as though someone or something had hit the sod house with a heavy object. Three times came the loud sound from the side of the sod house outside. Each time, the man became more frightened. Then he began noticing a mist or fog begin rolling in on the floor under the door. It was black. The fog rolled into the house for about a foot and suddenly rolled back out under the door. Just as it disappeared, it reappeared underneath the door again, and this time it rolled in along the floor even further into the house. The man thought to himself that the next time it rolled in, it would come in further, and sure enough it did. The black fog rolled into the middle of the floor of the house. This time, though, when the fog rolled out under the door, it did not return. The man did not take any of his belongings when he ran out of the house and did not look back as he ran back to his village. He thought to himself, what a story I got to tell my friends back home. Every now and then he would rest, and by the man could not remember what it was he was going to tell his friends. He had completely forgotten his experience. That winter, he traveled back to his hunting area and came upon the sod house. He decided to camp there for the night. He didn't remember what had happened to him there. He tied up his dog team to a post outside the house. He went into the house and, to his amazement and horror, saw everything that was in the house: wood stove, chopped wood, his clothes, and gas stove, all stacked, one on top of the other, from the floor in the middle of the house up to the ceiling. Then suddenly the haunting came back to him. He ran out, unhitched his dogs, and rushed back home. He did not return to that sod house again ever.